Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Meghan Markle revealed she is 43% Nigerian on the latest episode of her Archetypes podcast. This week's theme covered the angry black woman stereotype with guest actress and comedian Issa Rae, writer Ziwe Fumado, and Professor Emily Bernards. On the podcast, Meghan said she often found herself cowering and tiptoeing into a room over fears she could not speak her mind without being judged. The thing I find most embarrassing is when you're saying a sentence and the intonation goes up like it's a question, and you're like, oh my God, stop, like whispering and tiptoeing around it. Just say what it is that you need. You're allowed to set a boundary. You're allowed to be clear. It does not make you demanding. It does not make you difficult. It makes you clear. Meghan also discussed her ancestry, announcing, I just had my genealogy done a couple of years ago. I'm 43% Nigerian. I'm going to start to dig deeper into all of that because anyone that I've told, especially Nigerian women, are just like, what? Omid Scobie shared Meghan will be in Indiana on November 29th for Women's Fund Indy's Power of Women. Ticket sales will help continued efforts in creating equitable and sustainable change for all women and girls, no matter of their race, place, or identity. As daily watchers of all things royal, there was noticeably far less buzz on this episode of Archetypes, perhaps because the British media was distracted by the new Prime Minister. Buckingham Palace announced, the King received in audience the Right Honourable Rishi Sunak MP and requested him to form a new administration. Mr. Sunak accepted His Majesty's offer and kissed hands upon his appointment as Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury. Observers noticed Charles spent 40 minutes with the new Prime Minister. Queen Elizabeth, who had done this a few times, had kept her meetings down to 15 minutes. But back to Meghan. Page Six's sources spotted Meghan out shopping at the gourmet food boutique Pierre Lafond in Montecito. Meghan wore a $595 strapless green Malia Mills jumpsuit, which she paired with an olive sweater, a wide-brimmed $128 Panama hat from Kayana, sunglasses and sandals, as one does when hitting the food market. Also from Page Six, Harry shared that therapy helped him see that he has the power to choose how to live his life after quitting the royal family. While at the Masters of Scale Summit last week, Harry said, the moment I started doing therapy, it opened my eyes. I was moving through life thinking there was only one way to live, and therapy burst that bubble. Then when I found my way to coaching, the next bubble burst, and all of a sudden I realized that now I have perspective and a great understanding of my value. I regained confidence that I never thought I had. Harry reportedly told the audience that during his time in the royal family, or as Harry referred to it, my previous job, he never heard the words therapy or coaching. Harry added, I have a coach. I wish I had two. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Daily Beast is keeping an eye on Harry's upcoming book, with one source telling the Daily Beast there is one chapter in particular that could spell big trouble for Charles. However, they did not say what revelations the chapter in question detailed. The source did say their understanding was that the book is still likely to be published according to its original timetable before the end of the year. The upcoming season of The Crown remains under scrutiny as the creators and cast of The Crown have rejected criticism that the series is exploitative of Britain's royal family following the death of Queen Elizabeth II. The Guardian reports former UK Prime Minister John Major called The Crown a barrel load of nonsense after it emerged that the new season's first episode contains a fictitious scene in which the Prince of Wales meets with Major in 1991 to complain about his mother's long reign and plotting to force her abdication. Broadcaster Jonathan Dimbleby said The Crown was full of nonsense, but this is nonsense on stilts. While royal biographer Sally Bedell-Smith claimed the show was doing significant damage to people's perception of history and their perception of the royal family. Speaking to Variety, The Crown creator Peter Morgan said, I think we must all accept that the 1990s was a difficult time for the royal family, and King Charles will almost certainly have some painful memories of that period. But that doesn't mean that, with the benefit of hindsight, history will be unkind to him or the monarchy. The show certainly isn't. I have enormous sympathy for a man under his position, indeed, a family in their position. People are more understanding and compassionate than we expect sometimes. The King may find TV's The Repair Shop more to his liking, especially because he is on tonight's episode. The Mirror reports the King has said the suspense is killing him as he awaits the big reveal on a special edition of The Repair Shop filmed at Dumfries House. In the repair shop, a royal visit, the then Prince of Wales needs help with an 18th century bracket clock and a piece made for Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee by British ceramics maker Wymus Ware. Before the results are unveiled, he asks the crew, "Have you sorted this? The suspense is killing me." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or Google Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.